In the underground world of Kinland, blood runs as freely as heroin. 17-year-old Evelyn stands at her sister Nessa's funeral, eyes fixed not on the casket, but on Dorothy's perfect honey blonde ponytail. The sight of Dorothy wearing Nessa's signature red shoes, handmade Italian leather from Milan, ignites a fury that will burn for 7 years. This isn't grief. It's the birth of vengeance. Fast forward to a smoke-filled Chicago club called Velvet, where Evelyn, now a key player in her father's drug empire, flirts with a bartender for drugs, the blood of her latest victim still dried beneath her manicured nails. Enter Nicholas Reeves, a decorated DEA agent working undercover to infiltrate the Westerly crime family. Their first encounter crackles with dangerous chemistry, leading to an intense bathroom tryst where neither reveals their true identity. What follows is a deadly game of cat and mouse. Nicholas, using the alias Braden Walsh, infiltrates the Westerly organization to track down a lethal synthetic heroine called the Flying Monkey. Meanwhile, Evelyn cultivates her secret greenhouse of poppies, the foundation of the family business, while plotting Dorothy's demise. Neither realizes how deeply their fates will intertwine, nor how their initial attraction will evolve into something that threatens everything they've built their lives upon. 2 acres of poppies sway beneath LED grow lights in Evelyn's underground greenhouse, thousands of delicate pods promising both fortune and destruction. While her sister Dorothy commands their father's public attention, Evelyn holds his true favor as the analytical genius behind their heroin production. The poppies are a means to an end, she reflects, moving between rows with scientific precision. When Nicholas, fully immersed in his Braden Walsh persona, arrives as a potential associate, Evelyn is thunderstruck to recognize him as her passionate one-night stand. Their reunion crackles with tension as Dorothy flirts with him while Evelyn masks her attraction behind cool professionalism. In the mansion's darkened hallway, their confrontation becomes a dangerous dance of double meanings. Evelyn's warning carries both threat and protection. Like her poppies, their connection takes root in toxic soil, fed by deception, yet producing something intoxicating. Neither admitting that manipulation has evolved into something that might destroy them both.
I just don't fucking care.
Evelyn's cold statement hangs in the air after she pistol whips Benny, a middleman short on payment. Blood spatters as Nicholas watches her empty the safe, ignoring pleas about hungry children. This is her true self, ruthless, calculating, dangerous. Later, counting money in the yellow brick's basement, Nicholas feels conflicted, attracted, yet repulsed. Their argument escalates until he grabs her throat. She spits in his face, breaking his restraint. He sweeps everything off the table and kisses her fiercely. Nicholas forgets everything, the impropriety, what she represents, even the wire recording. Their encounter turns passionate on the cash-covered table. Afterward, she immediately hardens, declaring it a mistake before leaving. Later, his colleague Seth reveals he deleted half the wire recording. "You're putting both of us on the line with this shit," he warns. "She's our in," Nicholas responds defensively, but he knows better. The lines between duty and desire have blurred dangerously. Every Sunday after Mass, Eveline visits Nessa's memorial at Quad Cemetery. Though her mother's body was never recovered, this place connects them. Memories surface. Nessa defending her from Dorothy's mockery on Halloween. "No, I'm the bad one," little Eveline had declared. That was their last Halloween before their mother vanished. Zeke offers unexpected wisdom. "Your father's been good to me, but a man can be successful and still fail where it matters." His parting thought resonates. If you were like her, then there wouldn't be a you. Nicholas is surprised to learn Eveline writes poetry. Their shared appreciation for Keats creates a bond. He reveals his mother read poetry to him as a child, and Eveline takes his hand, explaining how words comforted her too. This intimacy breaks when Eveline holds a gun to a man's head. Nicholas slips, mentioning his mother might be alive, contradicting his cover story about her cancer death. Their pasts haunt them both, her mother's death and sister's betrayal, his job commitment, and mother's addiction. These ghosts drive them toward collision. On the water, the charity gala occurs on the yacht where Eveline's sister died. Terrified of water since Nessa's death, Eveline stands on deck without her gun. Nicholas finds her, wraps her in his jacket, and recites Keats to calm her. As she leans against him, he promises protection he knows he can't deliver. Dorothy appears with champagne, cruelly noting this is where their sister died. When she claims Nessa slipped, Eveline attacks her until Nicholas intervenes. Eveline forces Dorothy to remove Nessa's red sparkly shoes and throw them overboard. Dorothy then confesses she didn't mean to kill Nessa, but is glad she did. Days later, Eveline impulsively confesses her love to Brayden. He responds passionately before abruptly leaving. Growing suspicious, Eveline discovers Brayden lied about his mother's death. Following him to a motel, she learns he's actually Nick, a federal agent who chooses to protect his partner instead of her, leaving Eveline betrayed. 2 days after uncovering Brayden's identity, Eveline mourns at Nessa's grave, burning her poetry and vowing to live for herself. She confronts Zeke, who admits cooperating with authorities to avoid his father's fate. For her final revenge, Eveline lures Dorothy to the greenhouse under the pretense of business training. While Dorothy examines the lab, Eveline prepares liquid opium. When Dorothy insults Nessa's memory, Eveline injects her with opium, strikes her, and restrains her with zip ties. Eveline drags Dorothy to the poppy fields and suspends her above a barrel of hydrofluoric acid. Her father arrives, and she confronts him about knowing Dorothy killed Nessa. When her father begins strangling Eveline, Zeke appears and shoots him dead. Dorothy ends up submerged in acid, both she and Eveline's father now dead. Nicholas, removed from the case after his cover was exposed, resigns from the agency. Facing whether to reveal everything about Eveline, he realizes he cannot betray the woman he loves. After the Westerly bloodbath, Cody handcuffs Eveline, revealing he's an undercover cop. Nicholas appears, kills Cody, and frees her. He urges her to escape through a tunnel before federal agents arrive, confessing, "I am so fucking in love with you that I can't imagine living in a world that doesn't have you in it." Nicholas resigns and searches for 4 months until a PI finds her in coastal Ireland. 12 months and 17 days later, he discovers her riding on cliffs overlooking the ocean. She smiles despite everything. He introduces himself formally. She teases him about stalking, then places her gun under his chin, asking for his words. He recites poetry, ending with, "I am to see to it that I do not lose you." When she asks if he loves every wretched piece of her, he answers, "Every single one." Behind them, a storm brings a rainbow, symbolizing that damaged souls can find redemption in love that accepts all our broken pieces.